This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. It's Saturday, July 16th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last week, the focus of this show was about isms that exist, causing us to discriminate in our society. One was ageism, and it brought to mind my friend Catherine, who was one of the first people to run an IBM computer for her company. The computer fit a full two floors of their operations. Catherine retired early because of a health issue. A few years later, Catherine went with her daughter to buy a computer. A salesman approached them and asked if they could help. Catherine said yes and explained that they were shopping for a home computer. The man said that they were in the right place, and then he turned to Catherine's daughter and explained the computers on display, completely ignoring Catherine. He saw Catherine's white hair, a little stooped posture, and a cane, and made the assumption Catherine wouldn't understand computers. Catherine's daughter was in fact young, but not as savvy as her mom when it came to computers. The salesman was acting based on the stereotype of an older person, and he assumed that a lack of understanding of technology went along with age. Unfortunately, society has painted a negative picture of aging, a time of decline, with pain, illness, loneliness, inactivity, dependency, and infirmity part of the picture. Old is considered synonymous with over the hill, stale, stodgy, unexciting, elderly, ancient, and the adjective list can go on. So when are we considered old? The magic number varies depending on the age of the person we ask. The older the person, the later the age, defining one as old. Some things do require us to have a chronological age. However, people are unique throughout their lives, and perhaps the measure of a person need not be solely numerical. Henry Ford offered his view. He said, "Anyone who stops learning is old. Whether at 20 or 80, anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young. We've all heard, you're as old as you feel. None of us can avoid aging, but we most certainly can do our best to age well. Rather than live in the past, we can choose to live in the present and live our lives forward. We can still dream, set goals, and get the tools to achieve them. Our days can be filled with joy, and even micro steps forward can keep us moving in a positive direction and engaged in life. Each of us can stay malleable and adapt to the changes time brings. Our experience can help us weather a storm, and we can share our knowledge and contribute to society. We can mentor others, teach, and ask, what can we do for you? And then we can contribute what's ours to share. Our individuality makes us incomparable to one another, so we can do our best and appreciate each person we meet. Since ageism exists, we must strive to combat it. And we can set policies in place to help support people of all ages. Old and young contribute to society, and ageism can be harmful to young people as well. Older may be viewed to have too much experience and be worn out and useless, and young individuals can be viewed as naive, lacking experience, and lacking a mature perspective. So by eliminating ageism, every person has value and can contribute and share their talents, their goals, and live simultaneously in a world that respects people of all ages. Old and young can build on each other's strengths, and when the biases of ageism are eliminated, it's a better world. Later in this show, we'll learn how CARP is working to make life better for people as they age in Canada. We'll also learn 5 ways to optimize our mental health naturally from Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Dr. Vivian Brown will explain how to lower our stress and why that's important. Christine, the health coach, will share the link of fitness in our brains. And others of the From a Woman's Perspective team will share tips and happy stories so that regardless of our age, we'll have things to learn and consider so we'll be empowered to make informed decisions. So let's get started with an important message and then speak with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group about investing. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single, Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
There are a couple of things happening financially today that are connected in many ways, but that each individually on their own are also significant threats to people's retirement. First of all, inflation, and second of all, market declines. I know I am not the only one who goes to pay for things these days. Whether that is the grocery store, filling up the car, a meal at a restaurant, you name the product. And I find that the bills are quite a bit more than they were a year ago. That is inflation. How much the cost of living goes up every year. And we're seeing a lot more inflation today than we had grown accustomed to over the last many, many years. As the cost of living rises, the amount of income needed from portfolios increases. And as inflation is coming in higher than expectations, inflation is one of the biggest financial challenges that retirees face. Not only is inflation and inflation concerns causing difficulty for Canadians to maintain their standard of living, it's also leading to significant market turmoil, making the first half of 2022 one of the worst on record for global markets. And in the news, we're hearing the word recession with speculation about, are we about to enter one? We're being hit from two directions, costs going up and portfolio values declining. So what to do about it? This is the time to be checking in on two things. First of all, the reliability of your income. Markets go up and down, and just because you are retired doesn't mean that stops. But investing during your retirement years is different in that we do need different strategies, strategies focused on how to handle times just like this. We want to avoid selling at a bad time. Selling at a bad time compounds losses, and it makes it harder to recover. You've heard us talk about our risk-on and risk-off strategy. Well, we are shifting where we're taking income from today for clients. We're giving people's long-term portfolios time to recover, and we're now sending income from their risk-off assets that we had set aside specifically for times like these. This strategy is specifically focused on the long-term reliability of retirement income. Second of all, it's time to check in on your portfolio. Anytime markets behave this way, it's important to look forward. We've been through market turmoil before, and we recover and have historically always reached new highs. I don't see why this time would be any different. That said, it's time to reassess your portfolio. What's working? What isn't? And how it should be positioned looking forward to set yourself up for your portfolio to recover, grow, and continue providing a reliable income. Because how you were invested in the past may need to change in light of what's happened and expectations of future trends. This past week, we held our mid-year update, providing insight into what has happened, where we are now, some historical context, and our outlook moving forward, and how we're positioning our portfolios. If you're interested in getting that replay, please do reach out to us.
Thank you for your generous offer. Basically, we can get an email that talks about what's happening and gives us a fresh perspective. And if someone wants to talk to you about their portfolio or how they're going to be working their plans forward so that their money works for them, how do we reach you, Leslie?
You can reach us at 416-863-7501.
You can think forward and you don't have to worry about recessions and the threats to your retirement as long as you have a strong financial planner. So talk to your planner, and if you want peace of mind, there's always Leslie McCormick and Darren Farwell and the Farwell team. So 416-863-7501. And the Outlook is yours for the asking. So again, the number for that, 416-863-7501. Thank you, Leslie. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Leslie. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll speak with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. There's lots more to come, so please stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a suntint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we're all under a lot of stress these days. I've been seeing a lot of patients with mental health issues, a lot of stress going on. And mental fitness is really a concept used to help us enhance our thought patterns and overall mental and really our cognitive well-being. like I said, everybody's experiencing or has experienced a feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed, and even helplessness. There's a lot of pressures out there. So what we want to try to do, and certainly when I work with my patients, is really trying to help them optimize their mental fitness and to really, and that really involves taking a step back and trying to understand how we respond to situations. And we really want to promote response to a situation in a way that's very calm, rational, and positive. So a couple of things, I would say five things that I'm going to start with that really help to optimize our mental health. So they include sleep, exercise, something called mindfulness, trying new things, and playing. So the first one is sleep. Certainly getting enough sleep not only prevents illness, but it really helps improve our mental health and cognitive function. A lot of my patients over the last 2 years have been really dealing with sleep disruption, so I'm really focusing a lot on sleep through acupuncture, through specific supplements, and other naturopathic techniques as well. Exercise, one of my favorite things to talk about, because physical fitness is closely connected to mental fitness. And so physical activity increases the flow of oxygen to the brain and really helps to release endorphins, which are actually our happy hormones. Mindfulness, and that's the ability to recognize when a thought is negative or unhelpful. And it's crucial, really, to developing mental fitness. So we can work with patients to develop some retraining techniques. And it's really important to work with a healthcare professional with those kinds of, to learn those techniques. One of the key things we, you know, talk about with patients is trying new things. Being adaptable and open to change is really a major component to mental fitness. And actually, studies on Alzheimer's disease have found that engaging your brain in different ways helps to support brain cells and strengthens neural connections. And then one of the last things is playing. We think of playing for kids, but really many fun recreational activities really keeps our brain active. Things like doing puzzles and playing games really has a positive effect on mental health. And it actually increases problem-solving skills and really keeps our brain sharp. So if people want to have some questions or they want to get some more information on ways to optimize their mental health and their mental fitness, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
It's possible to deal with every aspect of your health naturally. If you want to find out more, take down the number 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Dr. Betty, thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
As we age, our sight and hearing may decline. However, we don't have to accept what happens and suffer as a result. Thankfully, there are glasses, contacts, and a wide variety of hearing aids that will help us see and hear our best. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us now to update us about the latest in hearing technology and how we can hear our best and take care of our ears. Good morning, Edmund.
Hi, Marilyn. It's actually Jody here today. I'm one of Edmund's teammates here at the Hearing Aid Source, filling in for him while he's on vacation.
Oh, thank you. I know he has a team. So what do you have for us today, Jody?
Well, I was just going to tell you a little bit of something to keeping with the theme. I was going to talk about my mother. Now, I've noticed over the years she's slowly been missing parts of the conversations that we have. She's watching the TV a lot louder these days, so it's just becoming more so prominent as the years go by. Now, I have to say to any listener out there, a few signs of possible hearing loss are loud television, speaking loudly, not hearing what you say to your loved one, not hearing well on the phone, and vice versa. The same can go for you as well. So, moving forward, I have tried over the years to get my mother to come in for a hearing test, and she has flat out refused to come. She has said she has no problems with her hearing. She's in complete denial to this point, and obviously, her daughter, I'm frustrated. It's just a simple test. I'd like her to come in to see where her hearing health is at. She's at the ripe age of 73 years young, right? So my mother, she's a registered nurse. She's always been the person to push me and my whole family growing up, even now, to put a priority on any health issue we may seem. And she's always pushed us and forced us to go out to make sure that our health is always the best and we can live our best lives. Marilyn, I lost my hearing as a teenager and it progressed over the years. And I was always encouraged to get hearing aids by my mother, to be a part of the world, to be able to participate in conversations when we went out with family, friends, gatherings, to be able to be in all that again. And she pushed me even this year. I got a cochlear implant in my left ear. So she wanted to make sure that my quality of life would be perfect. And she is the first person to go and do that and push us all to do it. But with roles reversed, and with my persuasion, she's not even considering a hearing test. She's grown up over the decades with that stigmatic ideology that she'll be considered disabled if she wears hearing aids, and it just blows my mind. And, you know, she most likely will feel like everyone's looking at her disabled ears. I just have to tell everyone out there that these thoughts that it is taboo to get hearing aids is sadly, sadly outdated. Not one person, I promise you, will look at you ever. I'm proud of my hearing aids. I've been wearing them since I was a teenager. I wear them proudly. I've had fun with them. I dress them up. I've had pink ones, blue ones, green ones. I bedazzle them. And now I have one hearing aid and a cochlear implant, and they're both part of my wardrobe. So it makes me really sad when people, they're out there, they're stuck in that vanity closet from the 1950s. For a person to deny themselves just a simple gift of hearing and living daily without missing out on the conversation, it's absolutely mind-boggling that people let this happen to themselves. They're not afraid to get glasses. Why are we afraid to get hearing aids? So to wear hearing aids and be a functional part of the conversation is absolutely the greatest feeling ever. And since I've had my cochlear implant, I even feel hear better. So to everyone out there, get those ears in for a checkup. And I'm happy to say, by the way, Marilyn, I had my mother in last week finally for a VAT hearing test. She begrudgingly came, and she did happen to have a degree of hearing loss. But, you know, we're going to take baby steps with my mother. No pressure for her or anyone that ever comes here at the hearing aid store. So, Marilyn, thanks for having me today, and enjoy your Saturday.
Well, thank you for sharing your mom's story. My mom also had hearing loss, and for years I thought she was a great listener, but it actually was she couldn't hear what was going on, so she wouldn't speak in case she made a misspeak. So Vanity Club, that's a very good name for the people who don't want to show that they're wearing a hearing aid. But there's nothing wrong today, and there are so many earbuds out there just listening to music. So if you have anyone in your family or you yourself want to check to see how your hearing is, you can call 416-754-4327 and have your hearing tested. Nothing wrong in finding out where you stand and then finding out what your options are. Jody, thanks for standing in for Edmund, and I look forward to speaking to you again sometime.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great Saturday.
You too. 416-754-4327. It's best to have your hearing checked and know where you stand and then take action as necessary. Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and his team, including Jody. We all can love and be loved, regardless of our age. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, who can attest to the fact that in relationships, age is not a barrier, and she joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So the interesting thing about my job is I've been doing this for 30 years, so I've seen all the dating trends come and go, and, you know, 30 years ago, I matched up a couple that was 18, and they got married, and they ended up having a family. These days, age of first marriages is much later, so sort of mid-20s to mid-30s, and so we're seeing quite a change there. But I also get people that are, you know, on the other end of the spectrum. I'll never forget the time I met a gentleman, and, you know, we do these trips where we travel all around and meet people in different areas, and we had booked him on the schedule, and I looked at the schedule, and it said, you know, this is James, and he's 95 years old, and I went, 95, that's pretty old, so you're looking for love. But anyway, I get to the restaurant, and it's sort of an open concept restaurant, so there's windows all around the outside, and I look out, and I see this guy coming across the parking lot, and I think, there is no way that's my guy, because he's, like, spry, and he's, like, you're just striding right along, and he's got a folder under his arm. He comes in, of course, it's my guy, it's James, and he sits down with me, and he said, you know, forgive me, but I'm a retired teacher, so I'm very precise in everything. So he had everything, like, typed out, and all his ID photocopied, and he had, you know, his pictures all in a folder, and he was very, very together. And I thought, oh, my God, like, this guy, he's Irish, very charming, and he had me totally charmed and, you know, flirting with me. And so I said, okay, well, you know, I think you are actually a good candidate for the service because we've got women in their 80s and, you know, late 80s. And I thought he was in very, very good shape. So anyway, he says, well, I just want you to take all this information because it's November right now and I'm going to Florida for 6 months and I'll be back in April. And when I get back in April, I'm going to join. I'm thinking, you're 95. What are the chances? He comes back. He joins the service. He meets somebody and they get married. So, I mean, obviously, age is not a barrier, and it certainly wasn't a barrier for him. And he met somebody, you know, a few years younger for sure than himself. She was in her sort of late 80s, but the two of them were in amazing shape and obviously previously married. I always said to him, like, you know, he traveled to Florida at 95. I said, how can you do that? How do you get health insurance? He said, well, I was married to a teacher the first time, so I have her health insurance for the rest of my life, so I can go to Florida forever. Anyway, so we get people of all ages. So age is not a barrier when you're joining our service. You know, one of the things I do is I do an interview with people because I want to find out, you know, if we have enough people that meet the criteria that you're looking for. So no matter what your age, I'm going to do that interview with you. And, of course, it's a free consultation. It doesn't obligate you, but it will give you a lot more information on how the service works and, you know, what you can expect if you were to become a member. And, of course, some of the best matches I do are those early matches when I'm, you know, you're fresh in my mind. They're sort of intuitive because people just pop into my head as I'm talking to you and interviewing you.
So, no matter what your chronological age, our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, can help you find the right person. It starts with a conversation and it ends with a relationship, it sounds like. So the number to reach you if we want to talk about this, Linda?
416-777-6302. You can also remember that it's Saturday, so I won't be open till 10. But we stay open till 4, and we're open 9 to 5 every other day of the week except Sunday. So feel free as well to go on our website, mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information, dating tips and dating do's and don'ts on there. And you can watch some of my happy couples that have been interviewed on various news programs as well.
So don't think about your age. Think about whether you want someone in your life. And if you're ready to meet someone new, take down the number 416-777-6302. Misty River Introductions. Cupid is in the house. Linda Miller. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. Take care.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown gives us her healthy aging tip. Then, Realtor Melanie Martin will give us her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, and we'll learn more about CARP from Bill Van Gorder. Plus, there's lots more to follow, so stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And this week, I believe we get the fourth pillar of healthy aging. So good morning, Dr. Brown. I'm looking forward to this.
Hi there, Marilyn. You know, we've had the opportunity over the last few weeks to talk about the four pillars of healthy aging,
The first was all about nutrition and the fuel for our bodies. The second pillar is about activity, being active, exercising, getting your muscles strong, helping your posture, and being independent. The third pillar was about social connectedness and how that helps your brain, prevents dementia, and keeps you emotionally connected when you care about something. Our last pillar, the fourth pillar of healthy aging, is to lower your stress. When we lower our stress, what we do essentially is we improve our lifestyle, and our stress levels are also correlated with our intake of drugs, of alcohol, our sleep patterns, and the overall choices we make. When we make good choices and our stress level is lower, it's healthier for our bodies physically. Our adrenal glands work better. Our overall metabolism is healthier, and we feel good. So I think it's important that everybody learns how to lower their stress, and everyone's stresses are different. Sometimes what you need to do is to learn to say no. Because when you say no to something, whether it's taking on a project or accepting a work responsibility, essentially if it's too much for you and you say no, you really are saying yes to something else. You're saying no to that issue, but you're saying yes to yourself, yes to your time to eat healthy, yes to your time to be active, yes to your time to move forward on your chosen path. So make good choices. Don't choose something that's overly stressful for you. If you are able to do it, that's great and it's a success. But if you feel uncomfortable, if it's too stressful, learn how to say no to something, because you're saying yes to something else.
Well, we'll all say yes to healthy aging, and we can get great advice and have a guide to healthy aging with your book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available in all bookstores. If they don't have it in stock, they'll order it in. And I have signed copies you can order directly from me by calling 416-504-6777. It's smart to know the four pillars of aging. It's smart to know the four pillars of aging thanks to Dr. Vivian Brown. It's even smarter to act on them. Your nutrition, your activity, your social life, and lowering your stress. Dr. Brown, I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, and thank you for this opportunity.
And thank you for joining us and giving us such solid advice. We all want to age, but we want to do it healthily.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Our age need not limit us. In fact, we can still dream and set goals and make them a reality. For those who've always longed to escape to the country, realtor Melanie Martin has homes, cottages, and parcels of land at great prices. With her help, we can pursue our dreams and act to make them real. She's here now with her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm always looking for a good deal for our people. And you know what? We think about buying a cottage, and it can be quite expensive to be on the water. But there's many things we have to think about here. If you wanted, let's say, to scale down to a smaller home but still be close to the water, why not choose Barrie? There's so many opportunities here. And the one I'm going to talk about today is a lovely 2+1-bedroom all-brick bungalow that's located just minutes from Kempenfelt Bay and Lake Simcoe. So you might have the best of both worlds. Now, also I was going to say, because it kind of conduces to, let's say, the price line for a first-time buyer. You could have, let's say, the kids are buying a home for the first time and you may want to help them out, or you may even want to live with them. This home has an extra bedroom in the basement, and the basement is walkout. So you'd have some nice rec room area, your own bedroom, walkout. You won't have any stairs, and you'd actually have your bedroom downstairs. And the kids could be buying this house, perhaps with your help, or actually you could even probably board out the basement. But I'm just going to say right now we're looking at maybe a extended family. This home is nicely updated. It's probably about 30 years old, but everything has been taken care of and well-maintained. You've got, as I say, a full washroom upstairs, a full washroom downstairs, updated amenities, and it's in a nice neighborhood, which is really important. And the best thing is, you know, you can't buy a townhouse for this price. It's only $719,900, but you have a lot that is 40 by 109. So what more could you ask for?
Well, it sounds lovely and charming. And for a family that wants to live together and yet have privacy, it sounds ideal. And you say it's updated, so no money out of pocket after we spend that $719,900, right?
Yes, it's been nicely maintained. So I'd say this is a definite bargain for someone, so do give me a call.
Melanie, what are the taxes in Barrie for something like that?
Well, the taxes on this particular property, because it is a detached home with full finished basement, is about $3,950, which is still reasonable.
Well, compared to Toronto prices, it's more than reasonable. You keep coming up with lovely deals and a variety of different kinds of deals. So if someone's looking for land or a cottage further north or whatever, do they give you a call, and can you do things on the internet as well as having them come up?
Yes, definitely. A lot of these MLS properties do have virtual tours, so I can definitely send you a link to see the home by virtual tour. I can send you pictures by email or even the good old post. But certainly the details that I can give people is very valuable, because you may even save trips up north because I can preview the properties for you.
So regardless of your age, if you dream to escape the city and run to the country, Realtor Melanie Martin can help you. Melanie, your number?
Yes, call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
Melanie Martin, 1-800-357-4193. Your dreams can become a reality, and they can become so with a real good price. Thank you for this deal of the week, Melanie. I can hardly wait to see what you come up with next week.
Yes, we'll definitely be on the hunt. Everyone have a lovely week.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, Bill Van Gorder, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer of CARP, a not-for-profit organization that works to make life better for those who age in Canada, joins us. He'll share more about what CARP has done and continues to do for us in Canada. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you very much for allowing me to be here again and talk a little bit more about CARP. CARP is a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that's committed to what we call a new vision of aging for Canada. CARP is also known as the Canadian Association of Retired Persons. In fact, that's our legal name. We don't use it very much anymore for two reasons. One is a lot of us can't afford to be retired. And secondly, a lot of us don't want to be retired, especially at that 65-year age that was set hundreds of years ago when people did not live as long as they do today. So what we do is promote social change that'll bring financial security, equitable access to healthcare, and freedom from discrimination. And our mandate is to promote the interests, rights, and quality of life for Canadians as we age. Our vision is to have a society in which everyone can live active, independent, purposeful lives. And our mission declares that CARP is enhancing the quality of life by advocating for social change and ensuring the marketplace serves the needs and expectations of our generation. So the last few weeks, we talked about advocacy work of CARP. This week, I want to talk a little bit about the benefits and then how you can find what we like to call the money that you didn't know you had. You know, CARP has over 100 benefits for our members. These are discounts and special prices for scores of products and services that are needed by older people. Well, I can't list them all here today, but I can tell you about some of them. First of all, one of our benefit partners offers moving assistance, $100 off the cost of a move, a $75 gift card, and 15 free packing cartons. So all a huge saving when you can move yourself or have them move you, but have that work done for you. Another of our services, rental cars, 30% off the base rates of rental cars and free enrollment in their programs. And as you know, these days it can be hard to get a rental card, but you'll be first in line if you're a CARP member with one of our partners. Also, many of us are very interested in gardening, and you can subscribe to The Local Gardener, which is Canada's gardening magazine. And $5 gets donated to your local CARP chapter when you get a subscription to The Local Gardener. There's also the Auto Club. Some of us need an auto club, not the big one that many of us knows, but something just for emergencies that doesn't cost us quite so much. And that's available through CARP to all our members also. We have travel agencies that will help you with your travel. We have hotels who will give you discounts on hotels. We have funeral companies who will help you plan and make sure that you're doing the right thing when it comes to making sure that after you go, your family follows the directions that you want to have solved. We have companies who will help you get rid of the things that you don't need anymore in your house. A company that holds an online auction, but does all the work to get the most money you can out of what you have. As I say, hundreds and hundreds of opportunities for you to get the services, insurances, and products that you need as a senior. We'll help you find the money you didn't know you had. And you can do this as long as you're a CARP member. How do you join CARP? Well, you do that by listening to Marilyn when I'm finished here, or you could do it by connecting with your local chapter. And next week, we'll talk about the local chapters, what they do, and how you can join one in your area.
Well, Bill, I'm hoping that everyone that listens joins me. If they aren't a CARP member already, they log on to carp.ca/Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, and they can join for just $14.95. And an added value, $10 gets them a year of Zoomer magazine. I was asked to give out a phone number as well, because some people don't like to do things on the computer, and I do have a toll-free number. If you're listening and you want to join CARP, yes, you can log on to carp.ca/Marilyn, or take this number down, 1-833-211-2277. You can benefit from advocacy, the benefits of keeping money in your pocket and finding more than you thought you could save, and also about the community. Bill, I really enjoy learning about CARP, and I know that we've benefited greatly, and I know in the future you'll tell us some of the things you've done to make life better for all of us in Canada. Thanks for joining us again this week.
Thanks, Marilyn. See you next week.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. We've been talking about life, aging, and ageism. Does our age matter when we dress? As the wardrobe doctor, I've dressed women of all ages, my most senior, 104. The conversation in my career has never been about what's appropriate for me as I age, but rather, what shall I wear to look my best? I always dressed my clients so their wardrobes were comfortable, highlighted their positive features, camouflaged their ruffles and ridges, and helped them look their best in every setting. Their age didn't matter, nor does it now. Dressing is one way we have to express ourselves and reach out to others. Clothes aren't just garments on a hanger. The right clothes for anyone speak for them. Fashion trends come and go, and it's up to each of us to find the clothes that fit all aspects of who we are, our minds, our body, our hearts, and our lifestyle. Clothes are to wardrobes as words are to the spoken language. They can speak positively when they fit right. When we dress to look and feel our best, we respect ourselves and present ourselves in the now. We can be aware of trends, stay in pace with our time, and select what works best for us regardless of our age. It's about the total person we are. And when we select clothing in colors and styles that suit us and fit our lifestyle, we stay true to ourselves and need not worry about the chronological age we have. We're showing that we're engaged in life and we're speaking a language that is understood today. A mirror is our best asset, and when the reflection we see makes us smile and feel good, then we've achieved a total look that's balanced and proportioned and frames us, and we're ready to connect with others. It's not the age of the person that will matter when she dresses well. She'll own her look and know she's dressed to be her personal best. Each of us is a unique work of art. Our clothes, when selected correctly, will frame us. We control what and how others perceive us. Our message is ours to relate. If you'd like to pull your look together and understand your best message, don't let your age stop you from updating your wardrobe. In fact, be part of today and concentrate on gaining an understanding of current trends and learn what will work best for you. I, Marilyn Weston, will gladly be your personal stylist and wardrobe doctor, and I'll help you review your options and build your look for 2022 and onward. One call will get us started. The number, 416-504-6777. The same number will also give you an opportunity to try the amazing bra, Tab. Our next Marilyn's Clinic is this coming Saturday, July the 23rd. It's a bra that will support you without underwire, with a shelf, no elastic straps, and comes in all sizes up to JJ. Each of us can dress to look our best. Age is truly just a number, so don't let it prevent you from looking and feeling your best. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll talk to Christine, the health coach, and Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Yes, I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store.
For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Improving our memory. Exercise may actually boost the size of the hippocampus, a brain structure important for memory that typically shrinks as a person ages. For example, a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that people who underwent exercise training for 1 year increased the size of the hippocampus about 2%. By contrast, study participants who were assigned to a stretching program had a shrinkage of 1.4% of this vital structure. In part, these beneficial effects may be the result of increased levels of a compound called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Now, brain-derived neurotrophic factor promotes the growth of neurons in the brain and strengthens the connections between brain cells. Exercise also encourages the formation of new blood vessels in the brain, and it can reduce your stress levels and improve your sleep, two measures that help your memory. So if you want an improved memory, call me for a complimentary consultation on how to get started on your exercise program, 416-809-4084, or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Well, I've learned from you that hippocampus, part of your brain, can grow. So I'm not going to let mine shrink. And if anyone listening wants to learn how to prevent that from happening to them, give Christine, the health coach, a call. The number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. 4084. Thank you, Christine. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
The longer you live in one place, the more you accumulate, the more difficult it is to downsize, pack, and move. To make any move less daunting, it pays to have a professional downsizer and move manager's services. Senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and her dream team tackle moves all the time, near and far, big and small, and they always leave their clients smiling. To explain more, Lori is here with a happy story. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I loved your opening remarks that disproved some ageism out there. I thought I'd share a happy story this morning about our client, Evelyn. I met with Evelyn about 6 weeks ago, and we just completed her successful and seamless transition from her townhouse she's been living in for 36 years to a rented condo in a complex that many other active seniors happily call home. Evelyn's now 90 years young, very sharp, and is already playing an active role in her floor's activities. There's a bridge group that meets regularly in the building, and Evelyn has already joined it. One of her new neighbors came by to introduce herself when we were getting Evelyn unpacked and organized, and I could see the pleasure in Evelyn's face when she was chatting with her. She told me she also plans to sign up for a beginner's class in painting. It was always something she wanted to try, although she laughingly shared she might not be producing any masterpieces anytime soon. From what we see in the work we do with our clients, the happiest do seem to be those who are open to the changes that time brings, who do keep learning and who focus on what they can experience and bring to the table as they meet new people and engage in not-so-familiar surroundings. Life can get boring for those who hide behind their televisions, and admittedly can be lonely for those who have outlived spouses, friends,
and in some cases, sadly, as in Evelyn's life, one or more of their children. As I worked with Evelyn to space plan and organize her donation wishes, I became more and more impressed with her strength, wisdom, and her sense of humor and dry wit. She'd worked alongside her husband when he was alive and practicing dentistry, and in the short time that I spent with her, I could see that her warmth and savvy people skills would have been a major asset anywhere she went. And I can truthfully say that Evelyn certainly did not experience any ageism with our dream team. Quite the opposite, in fact. We continue to learn from our older clients as we endeavor to deliver quality service and peace of mind throughout each and every unique transition. I know that you will embrace this next chapter in your life, Evelyn, and everyone at Moving Seniors with a Smile and our trusted service providers wish you good health, continued learning, and much to laugh about going forward.
Well, Lori, no one will ever accuse you of ageism. And thanks for sharing Evelyn's story. At 90, she demonstrates that we can be engaged in life and move forward and try new things and enjoy life. If someone wants to talk to you about the next part of their life, maybe downsizing and moving in the near future, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. If you want to start an adventure and you need help doing it, think Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. They'll hold your hand the whole way and you'll end up smiling after even a traumatic move. Thank you, Lori, and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Marilyn.
You too. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. In researching this show, I discovered that UCLA Hospital now can scan brains and see stages of Alzheimer's rather than use an autopsy. They found that brains can grow, and a bigger brain is a better brain and a healthier individual with a longer life expectancy. One geriatrician said, "We can be masters of how we age." Yes, 25% of longevity is genetic. However, 75% is due to other factors. So what is recommended to slow down aging? Firstly, believe you can recalibrate and achieve whatever you aspire to despite the boundaries and limitations society's ageism has put in place. It's intoxicating to stay engaged in life, so don't stop until you have to. Look at Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, Jane Fonda, Henry Kissinger, and others who are living life on their own terms at ages 65, 70, 80, even 99. Be fearless. When it comes to birthdays, be thrilled that we're here to have them and approach each new day with enthusiasm. Do eat healthy. Definitely do some exercise. Shed stress and spend time with others. Here's a 3-in-1. Try walking with a friend. You'll get exercise, you'll connect with another person, and by sharing and talking, you'll lessen your stress. We can conquer ageism by living our best and measuring our lives by what we fill our time with, not by counting our days. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you to answer your questions and guide you so that you can be empowered to make things happen as you wish. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. You simply click on radio and then click again on sponsor expert list, and the contact information is there. If you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Next Saturday, July 23rd, we'll be here again to share our experiences, expertise, and passions with you. So please do plan to join us at 8 a.m. when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Have a great weekend, a fabulous week, and do your best to live well and chase your dreams regardless of your chronological age. Bye for now.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.